This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, May 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. In the Great Resignation, millions of people have quit their current jobs, lured by the prospect of higher salaries. But as the saying goes, money isn't everything. And jumping ship for better compensation doesn't necessarily translate to happiness.
You can leave your job that you're not unhappy with and discover what you really liked about it by going somewhere else.
On today's show, our workplace reporter Catherine Dill discusses the job market equivalent of buyer's remorse. And we'll hear from one worker who's gone through three different jobs in less than a year to find one she likes. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
From resignation to regret, some people who've left their job for a new one with a better salary or perks are finding out the hard way that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. In a moment, we'll hear from one woman who quit, then went through a frustrating and disappointing process to find a job she likes. But first, WSJ workplace reporter Catherine Dill is here to talk about what's behind this trend. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So, Catherine, you've been on with us several times talking about the so-called Great Resignation. You know, people leaving jobs in droves looking for things like better pay or more flexibility. Refresh us as to what's triggering these mass job changes.
There's a couple of things. You know, one that's gotten a great deal of attention is that during the pandemic, people supposedly had more time to really think about what it is that they want from their careers, what's missing from their current jobs. And in response, many of them have made significant changes to their work lives, changing jobs, changing industries, changing often the ways that they make money to not be dependent on a more traditional 9-to-5 job. But there's also considerations like before the pandemic, we had seen wages ticking up a little bit in a really tight labor market. And now, as companies are really struggling to fill roles and workers are moving around so much, wages are ticking up quite a bit. And so if you've been hoping for a raise for a long time, the last year has been a really great time to get one because it's a job seeker's market. Lots of people are joining that market trying to get what they're looking for.
You've spoken with several people who got caught up in this frenzy for a better work situation and recently left their jobs. What do they tell you about their experiences?
You know, it depends on why they left their role. So, for example, the man I spoke with who had been happy in his job but felt like, you know, everybody else is getting a big new job, I should be too, landed a new job, expanded responsibilities, more resources, more pay pretty quickly. But he said starting that new job, which also was fine and where he wasn't unhappy, made it that much clearer to him what he had really loved about his previous job. He had loved being on a smaller staff and having really visible impact. You know, he loved working directly on day-to-day projects in addition to being part of the big picture. So that can happen. You know, you can leave your job that you're not unhappy with and discover what you really liked about it by going somewhere else. But also, I spoke with workers who said that, you know, after what they've been through in the last 2 years, they were unwilling to settle for an unprofessional environment or a job that turned out not to be the way it was described. They knew that they could find the job that was right for them. It was out there. And the market is such right now that they could move around until they found it.
Well, let's hear from one of those workers. California resident Faith Del Regno felt the job market was ripe for her to make a change. She was a call center manager for about 5 years before quitting last year, and she's with us now. Hi, Faith. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Faith, tell us about what went into your decision to quit your job last year.
Well, during the pandemic, I was working for a company. I'd been there for 5 years, and I had a team of 10 employees who reported to me. at that time, there were some shifts within the company, and they gave me additional employees to manage, four additional teams who I would manage remotely. I did that for about 8 or 9 months. There was no pay increase during that time while I had gone from 10 to 30 plus employees. And it really just became too much for me to bear, especially during the pandemic. I was going into the office 4 to 5 days a week, wearing masks, wearing gloves, and I had a burnout.
Now, after leaving that job, you actually wound up going through a few other jobs along the way. Tell us how that went.
The first job I was hired for was call center management, and I was very excited to start this new position because it was going to be building the call center from the ground up. So a little different from the call center environments I'd been in prior. Unfortunately, within a few weeks, I realized that relationship wasn't working between myself and management for that business. My relationship with management was just something that I felt wasn't okay. I was disrespected in front of my team. And one day I just closed my laptop and I walked out of the building. Once I left and got in my car, I then emailed the HR department with an immediate resignation. After that, I was able to, again, just kind of stay home, figure out what I wanted to do. I found a company whose mission I really liked, and I was going to be working from home. So I was willing to take a pay cut to work from home, because I thought there'd be a lot of additional benefits in that way. And for me, unfortunately, working from home was just not the environment that I felt I could thrive in. And then from there, I was able to move into a third company. And again, it was a call center type of environment. However, for me, when I got there, they changed the title of my job from working as a customer service department. It would be working in e-com sales, which is not something that at the time was in my wheelhouse. So it just wasn't something that I wanted to do. I didn't feel like I was doing the position I was actually hired for. And, you know, at that time too, I thought, if I can't trust them to be honest about the position, how can I trust them in the future?
You know, it seems like you went through a lot of disappointment during a process that began with a lot of optimism that you'd be able to land a job pretty quickly.
I felt sort of disappointed in myself because I grew up in an environment where you have a great job, you stay there, you hope to retire. So I felt a little apprehensive, like, did I make the right move by leaving? And then when I left the other companies, again, I felt unsure. Was I doing the right thing? But I was unhappy in each of those places. And it only took a few weeks for me to realize I was unhappy. I didn't want to invest more time in something. You know, I don't want to quit a year or two down the road when right now I felt there were a lot of other job opportunities out there. I was being recruited often and seeing so many great positions that I knew if I wasn't happy now, I'm not going to be happy later. Why miss out on this opportunity to apply for something that might be a much better fit for myself?
So now you're working for an HR company in Los Angeles that works with tech companies. How are things going now?
I love it here. I found this job on LinkedIn and it's going great. It is not a call center. What I'm doing is something I've done previously in a call center environment, which is quality assurance. But the environment is something I've never been in before. It's more of a startup where there's a nice buzz of excitement in the building. All of the managers, all of the other employees, everybody has a goal to make the company the best it can be. And everybody knows what their role is, but there's a collective energy that we're all trying to do the right thing. And I'm absolutely happy. And I know that this was worth the wait.
All right, that's Faith Del Regno joining us from Los Angeles. Faith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know, Catherine, Faith is fortunate to have eventually settled into a job she enjoys, but it seems like a lot of people wind up in tough situations, and not just the workers seeking a better opportunity.
You know, there is this sort of frantic quality to the job market right now that I don't think anyone at any part of the cycle is really immune to. You know, there are job seekers who are juggling different offers, who aren't even sure if they want to leave their current job. There are job seekers trying to find jobs and getting partway through an interview process and then being ghosted because everything, again, is sort of frantic right now. I spoke with recruiters who said that, you know, they are faced with, you know, hiring managers who want people, they want the exact right person and they want them now in this very difficult market. And then candidates who want, you know, the most pay the market will allow. They have a very specific laundry list of other things they want, flexibility, work-life balance. And they also want to know right away. And they're often balancing competing offers. And so this is, you know, there's an energy right now to the hiring market that has people a little bit fried, I think.
But let me ask you about the hiring process and all this. How has this tight job market changed how workers are recruited?
I think that because there is such a sense of urgency on the side of companies, and then also, you know, workers who are engaged in this hiring market and worried maybe a little bit about the music stopping, because there is this extreme sense of urgency, there often maybe aren't enough questions being asked on either side. So for the candidate, they may not be taking the time to really, you know, vet the offer in front of them, to really ask the kind of questions that are specific to precisely what they're looking for. Often they're not being given the opportunity to go physically into the office. They're you know, completing this process virtually, which can kind of curtail a little bit some of the information you can pick up in the process. But then on the other side, you know, and it was a worker who astutely pointed this out to me, I think. There are people who are unhappy at their jobs right now for really tangible reasons. They're burned out. Their responsibilities have mushroomed. They're exhausted from everything they've experienced in the last 2 years. And maybe their teams are smaller than they should be right now because employers are having trouble filling these jobs. And so when they leave, then a recruiter and a hiring manager are under pressure to fill that role. And often I think the company is not taking the time to address what the fundamental issues were with that role. And so they're going to potentially fill it with a candidate who is going to face all of the same problems, which may be exactly why they left their previous job.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Catherine Dill joining us. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.